Okay, I want to talk about the ancient arts of control environment horticulture. And like everything in horticulture, it has an ancient tradition, okay? We don't think about it. Okay, it dates to Tiberius Claudius Caesar Augustus, okay? He was born in 42 before the current era, okay? And he reigned from 14 to 37 CE, current era. And if you want to see his palace, go to Capri. Who's been to Capri? Anybody? Okay, well, if you do go to Capri, you want to visit the village Ovis, and there's a big cliff, and if you didn't behave, they threw you off the cliff. Okay, he was the Roman emperor at Jesus' crucifixion, so those of you who might be interested in that. There are New Testament references to him. Okay, one in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea. That's from Luke, okay? Render therefore unto Caesar. These are the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. So things we know very well. This is the guy, okay? And there are two first century Roman works that mentions Tiberius and his proto-greenhouse and cucurbits, okay? One was a man named Lucius Junius Moderatus Columella, and he wrote this famous book, De Re Rustica, on agriculture. The interested in Roman horticulture need to read this. The second is Gaius Plinius Secundus, called Pliny the Elder. He had a nephew called Pliny the Younger, but he's the elder. Okay, and he wrote this great work called Historia Naturalis, Natural History. And all the stuff about horticulture is him, so you need to read Pliny. And this is from Columella. He says, anyone who wishes to have the fruits of cucumis, we'll find out later what cucumis is, there's been a confusion, ripe earlier than usual, should when midwinter is past, produce well-manured soil enclosed in baskets and give it a moderate amount of water. Then, when the seeds have come up, he should place the baskets in the open air on warm, sunny days near a building so that they may be protected from any blast of wind. But if it's cold and storm, he should bring them back under cover and continue to do so until the spring equinox is over. He should then sink the whole baskets into the ground. He will then have early fruits. Good. However, it is also possible to be worth the trouble for wheels to be put on the larger vessel so they may be brought out and taken indoors again with less labor. In any case, the vessels ought to be covered with specularibus, old specularium, so that even in cold weather, when the days are clear, they be safely be brought out into the sun. By this method, Tiberius Caesar was supplied with cucumis during most of the whole year. So the specularius was thin cuttings of mica, transparent mica. So our original greenhouse covers was the stone mica. Okay, this is Pliny. Cucumis was a delicacy for which the emperor Tiberius had a remarkable partiality. In fact, there was never a day on which he was not supplied with it, as his kitchen gardeners had cucumis beds mounted on wheels, which they moved out into the sun, and then on wintry days withdrew under the cover of frames glaive with transparent stone, mica. So mica is the origin of greenhouses. And very fortunately, I have a picture of it. Okay, so this is this is specularibus. The cover is mica. It's sunny. They take the plants out in the sun. But if they should get a little chilly, okay, get cold, okay, some snow comes out, they take the plants back into the... So that is the prototype greenhouse. That is the origin of control environment horticulture from 2,000 years ago. How about that? 2,020 years ago. Okay. Now, what was this cucumis he was growing? So the cucumis beloved by Tiberius appears to be cucumis melo, not cucurbits. Cucurbits were not introduced. So cucumis melo flexosus group and not cucumbers based on the description of cucumis in Columella and Pliny. It's snake-like and hairy, and it excludes cucumber. The tubercules common in cucumber, which would have been noted, are not mentioned. There's no cucumber images in antiquity. That's important to know. Okay. The first images of cucumber were found in 1335, suggesting cucumber arrived late in Europe, probably with Mughal invasions of the West, beginning with Genghis Khan. So never eat a cucumber. Remember, you owe it to Genghis Khan. Subsequent images of cucumber in the West are very similar, indicating the introduction of one specific type. The mistranslation of cucumbers be cucumber is probably due to the similarity of its name, the cucumbers and cucurbita. And whenever you read, they say he liked cucumber, it's wrong. So you need to know when you read stuff, a lot of stuff is wrong, and that is incorrect. These are pictures of ancient cucumber smelo from Egypt, the Old Kingdom. Okay, another one from the Old Kingdom. Notice they're grooved. Okay, this is Egyptian Old Kingdom, and this is Egyptian New Kingdom. So the Egyptians have this long cucumbers. These are from Roman Empire, 2 to 6 in mosaics. And you can see the various types. And so interesting, we have pictures of this plant that they ate. Okay, this is cucumber from 1335, and it is not cucumber. So when people talk about Tiberius liking cucumber, they're wrong. It was cucumbers. Cucumbus malum. Okay, that begins the introduction to ancient specularibus in Egypt, and now we'll go on to the next talk. Okay, the conclusions. The origins and control environment horticulture is a specularibus, frames covered with transparent stone or mica, used for out-of-season culture of long-fruited melons, cucumbus malum.